You have power. The power to save lives. The power to defeat illnesses. The power to use games for good. You can be a hero for local sick and injured kids through Extra Life, a 24-hour gaming marathon that supports a local Children's Miracle Network hospital in your community. Join 50,000 gamers from all across the world as we battle the enemy, illnesses, and injuries facing local kids.
Play games! Heal kids!
Find out more at extra-life.org.
The Geek Cave, brought to you by Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. Gamefly, video games delivered. And GameStop, power to the players. Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome, everybody, to another edition of Geek Cave Podcast Movies. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Chad. Welcome, 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 where we are brought to you by Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you, yes, you, can look rad today. Gamefly, video games delivered, and GameStop, power to the players. So we have our first look at the Black Adam costume again, because we had like a first look a long time ago, and then again just recently, where Dwayne Johnson published what really looks like just a better piece of concept art. Showing him in the suit, and yep, it looks like Black Adam. Darren, you told me something about Olivia somebody.
Yeah, Olivia Wilde is apparently connected to direct a female-led Marvel film. It's a secret Marvel movie, and it is for Sony. So it's pretty easy to figure out what she's doing as far as it's going to be Spider-related. She, in fact, all she did was she retweeted the article from Deadline that said that she had closed the deal to direct and develop a sequel Marvel film around a female character in the universe. And all she added with the retweet was a little spider logo. So, or spider emoji, I should say. So it's either Spider-Woman or Spider-Gwen. I'm fine with either.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be written by Katie Silberman and produced by Amy Pascal. Rachel O'Connor will executive produce. And Wilde, Silberman, and Pascal already have strong ties, and the three are working on a Christmas buddy film at Universal. So this will be their second project working together. Mm. And, you know, hopefully it turns out pretty well, because both Spider-Woman and Spider-Gwen deserve a big screen treatment. And I know that Spider-Gwen got it with Into the Multiverse, but I'm talking live action.
Nice.
Yeah, and standalone, you know.
Mm. Yes, yes.
So
I would love to see a movie about the leader of the band, the Mary Janes.
So, Batfleck is returning in the Flash movie.
Yep.
As is Michael Keaton.
Yep.
Yes.
Because if we say it here, it comes true. I think that this is how we're going to get Robert Pattinson. You know? Is the Flash is going to do his timey wibbly wibbly wobbly stuff, and boom, new reality with a Batman that really shines in the twilight.
Oh, damn it.
Oh.
So there's going to be a screen.
I'm not a smoker, but I need a cigarette after that joke.
So there's going to be a Scream 5. And if they don't spell it five cream, then it is a lost opportunity. And what are they even doing?
Chad is on fire today.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is getting remade because of course it is. This time with... just wait. This time with Will Smith and Kevin Hart. Yo, guys, if you really want to do this, get Steve Martin in it. And then, like, Kevin James. Show me that movie.
Yes.
Oh.
All right. For some good news, we're getting a Star Wars holiday special. This one's made out of Lego. But don't worry, dear listeners. I still plan on subjecting Darren and Justin to the original when next we get to meet as a group. possibly at Extra Life. We usually have a little bit of time on the next day. They're too tired to run away.
This is true.
All right. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is getting remade as a gritty reboot remake.
Heard about that.
Seriously, so there was a short film by Morgan Cooper, and it was liked well enough that they're going to expand it into a full hour-long dramatic series. So,
and Will Smith is behind it and everything. He's on board.
Last and least, at least for the movie's part, Three Men and a Baby is getting remade. And they've signed on Zac Efron. My big question is, why? Because Tom Selleck, Steve Guttenberg, and Ted Danson are all still alive. And I
Three Men and a Grandbaby.
They should show me that remake, call it Three Old Men and a Baby. Or Three Men and a Grandbaby. Yeah. I'm good with that. I'll be more interested in that. So, most of the television news has been about what's canceled due to pandemic. So, Penny Dreadful, City of Angels, the TV show I Am Not Okay With This, Society, and Southern Charm, although Southern Charm is being canceled due to like racial sensitivities and things, which, you know, see the show. It makes sense. It's almost like when we're not supposed to gather together, it's really hard to make a movie or a television show. I mean, who'd have thunk it? Anything that isn't news is about cancellations. It's about spoilers for things that don't need spoiling. For example, which new character are we going to see in Lucifer? Well, it's not Constantine, so I don't give a shit.
What?
Darren, Justin, do you have any more good news in the TV realm?
Yeah.
There's going to be an orchestral tour of 80s cartoons?
Theme songs,
which would be kind of cool.
I would love to see that, though.
Yeah.
Yes. X-Men, the animated series, might be coming back.
Really?
Yes. The producer, Larry Houston, says that he has spoken with executives at Disney about bringing the show back. He says, quote, "We've had talks, but that's about it. We've made conversation. It's up to them to make their decision, but we've let them know we are all available for whatever they want to do in the future." And yeah, he means all, as in everybody who was involved with the show. If they bring it back, my only request is that they use the art style from the first four seasons and not the final season, because my God, that was rough. What is it with animated series that are iconic, Batman, I'm Looking at You, and changing the art style for the final season for no reason?
I don't know. Seems reasons to work for Teen Titans Go.
But anyway, that's exciting.
I probably fuzzed out there a little bit.
As far as good TV news, I have a TV. It works.
Nice.
That's good.
I can watch movies and play games on it.
Ooh. Cool.
Oh, and MacGruber's getting a series coming to Peacock. So.
Oh. Okay.
So, Darren, can you tell us a little bit about what's happening in the fandom?
So besides from Black Adam, which, you know, we talked about earlier, and you can see the teaser trailer for that at geekcavepodcast.com, I would say the biggest thing that we saw, I mean, we got a new Wonder Woman 84 trailer, but we knew that was coming. But we also got a new trailer, the first real trailer for The Batman with Robert Pattinson, you know, from Twilight and Harry Potter as the Dark Knight. And it looks good. I think it looks good anyway. Looks like the villain's going to be Riddler, but maybe Riddler mixed with Hush because he's got duct tape all over his face and I can't understand a damn word he says. And that right there is the biggest problem I have with the trailer, is Pattinson looks great as Batman. And, you know, the new Commissioner Gordon looks fine and everything else looks okay. I believe we saw Penguin in there, but Riddler is just kind of, I don't know, too hot topic-y, I guess, if that makes any sense. You can find the trailer at geekcavepodcast.com. In fact, you can find all of our fandom coverage there. But the Batman coming out in 2021, it looks like it could be good. I really hope that they clean up the Riddler's audio, if that is indeed the Riddler, and not Hush. But either way, I hope they clean up the audio so I can understand what the hell he's saying. I don't want another, you know, Dark Knight Rises situation on our hands. Although, to be fair to Tom Hardy, I could understand him.
All right. So, retro review before we get to the random review. So, this past week, I watched Batman Ninja, which is a show like from 2017 or 2018, something like that. So, now you don't have to. You know, I get it. Japan is kind of weird, but the castles turned into giant robots, and then it got weird. And then the robots formed up Voltron style. And then things got weird. And then Robin played a flute and summoned an army of monkeys. And then things got weird. And then Robin gave the flute to a couple of smaller monkeys who play the flute. And then the army of monkeys forms Nova Corps style into a giant monkey. And then things got weird. Then the giant castle robot burns up a bunch of monkeys and a swarm of bats is summoned and wraps around the monkeys to form a giant Batman that then punches the giant castle robot. At this point, I honestly checked myself to determine whether or not I was having a stroke. Unfortunately, I was not. And so I finished the movie, drank a can of Dragon Milk White Stout, and that was the best part of the movie experience.
Oh, my.
And the animation style. The animation was good, too.
All right. Well.
The dice have decreed that next month we'll have me watching the 2013 film The Croods. Yay, Nick Cage movie. So, maybe this time I won't need the subtitles. But seeing that there's no other news that's being oohed towards us, Kent?
And now, it's time for Chad Savage's Random Movie Review.
This month had me watching the French comedy horror film Le Manoir, or The Mansion. What is it? Well, it's French as Belgium. I apologize for my language. That was wrong. I can be better. I will be better.
I have no words, Chad.
I know it was deeply offensive. I let my emotions get ahead of me. All right. Now, do you know what I need from a comedy horror film? I need horror or comedy. In that realm, this movie fails on almost every account.
No.
Do you know what I don't need in a movie? Incestuous taxidermists. Yeah, you heard that right. Incestuous taxidermists. It's not even fun to say. Incestuous taxidermists.
You know, I didn't even say it, and I already have a bad taste in my mouth.
So the movie's about a bunch of 20-something stereotypes that are planning to spend their last New Year's Eve together before they all go their separate ways. It turns out that none of them have actually heard about things like travel or parties or adulthood, wherein you get to keep friends beyond the college years. You know, I get it. But the movie opens with a woman scrambling to pack her suitcases and is running away from the titular mansion before she trips and she's dragged back into the darkness of the house. This is as good as the movie gets.
Crap.
It sets tension, has a decent scare. If you plan to watch it, may I suggest that you watch the first 4 to 6 minutes and then quit. In come the 20-somethings. You have the stoner, the shy girl, the preppy girl, the ex, the goofy guy, the lesbian, the comfortable with her sexuality one, the lovey-dovey couple, and the black guy. No extra points will be awarded if you can guess which human dies first.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so they gather. They're having a, you know, it's the new millennia themed New Year's party where they're supposed to dress up like it's the year 2000. The stoner makes some mushroom muffins. The shy girl overdoses and takes off into the woods. Oh, yeah, forgot. They make sure to inform us that the woods are a hunting preserve for wild boars. So there's no escaping into the woods to get away from haunted mansion or thing. Yeah. Then the dog dies, I guess, to save us from its insistent yapping. Honestly, it was a mercy killing. Things then take a turn when the group decides to go hunting for the culprit of the dog murderer. This, of course, leads to the black guy being hung. Not a metaphor, not a euphemism. They take great pains to inform us that this young man has a large penis, and after he is killed, he is hung from the rafters with a rope tied around the same. That's the movie I watched here.
Oh, my God.
Now, I honestly don't remember the order of the rest of the murders. There are a bunch of them, most of them lacking anything resembling tension or clever irony. And it gets the last few, and we learn that two of the friends are actually the killers. Gasp. Shock. Duh. The mansion in which they were all staying. So I'm spoiling the shit out of this, and I don't care. The mansion in which they're staying was the home of their adopted father. Their real parents, quote, they love to party. And they abandoned the two kids basically in a tent at an outdoor rave. After a few days in the woods, the two kids, and we're talking like kids, like 6 and 7 age kids, they leave the woods. They're taken in by this kindly taxidermist. And it's here that they learned the craft and also decided that they didn't need no one else. And they also didn't want anyone to leave them ever again. And so all of the killings were done so that the bodies could be stuffed and kept forever.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the reason they gave.
Uh-huh.
So in the end, the stereotype X, you know, the angry guy, he was attacked by a cobra earlier in the movie, and they thought that he was the one doing the killing, so they put him in a cage. But the shy girl lets him out because she was talked to by one of the wild boars while she was tripping on mushrooms. The killers are killed. The ex is killed in the ensuing battle. The stoner and the shy girl survive, and I couldn't be any happier to see the credits roll. Is it scary? No. Is it funny? Also no. What it is a couple of good jokes surrounded by a whole bunch of crap. This is the kind of movie that reinforces why I don't make movies, because I know that this is about the level it end up. I am happier watching this than I was watching The Lobster, but only just. If you want to see a movie that satirizes horror slasher films and does so comedically, then watch Cabin in the Woods, or Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, or Scream, for that matter, or Five Cream when it's released. But don't be like me. Skip The Mansion. Don't forget that Extra Life's coming up soon, and God willing, we'll be playing together. Head to the website, geekcavepodcast.com, and click the link and donate. And don't forget to download and or watch our other offerings, including Geek Cave Chat and You Want Me to Watch What, on the podcast hub of your choice. Or head over to YouTube to watch Geek Cave Plays or Retromantics, which, watch the Moving Out episode. It is at once the most frustrating and funny episode, I think, so far. I think that it ought to be used for people who are planning to get married to test their communication skills.
Okay.
Finally, tell your family and friends about us. Have them give us a listen. And if they won't, then steal their phones or computers and subscribe to us on their behalf, because clearly they need that intervention.
This is true.
For Kent Harris, best imagined on a classic Harley Davidson. Darren Wright, best imagined in a sensible hatchback. Justin White, best imagined driving a sporty family sedan. I'm Chad Savage, best imagined on a bicycle with streamers on the handlebars. Thanks for listening, and remember that everyone is a geek for something.